Prepare for a whole new sporting experience. This is Sports Planet.
Analysts have always argued that successive Nigerian governments have always appointed unfit individuals as ministers for sports and youth development. And they all quickly point to barrister Solomon Dalong as a recent example. From his interesting fashion choices to his incendiary utterances, Dalong has received plenty of media attention and is never afraid to make his opinion known. And this is exactly why he's disliked by many, his inability to keep those opinions to himself. Recently, Dalong caused a massive uproar in the media when he was reported to have said that Nigeria is too poor to attend the FIFA World Cup and should not go because the country did not stand a chance of winning the trophy. He was also reported to have said that the focus of Nigerians should be on the Africa Cup of Nations, the Olympics, and the Commonwealth Games. But is Solomon Dalong right? Should Nigeria reassess its sporting priorities, or should President Buhari do away with the incendiary and divisive minister as quickly as possible? Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. Today on the show, we'll be looking at the Minister of Sports and Youth Development in Nigeria, barrister Solomon Dalong. What does he really want for Nigerian sports, and does he truly feel that Nigeria should stop participating in the FIFA World Cup? My name is Tunde Koiki. We'll take a very short break and we'll be right back. Minister of Sports and Youth Development in Nigeria, barrister Solomon Dalong, was recently reported to have said Nigeria is too poor to attend the FIFA World Cup and should not go because the country did not stand a chance of winning the trophy. He was also reported to have said that the focus of Nigerians should be on the Africa Cup of Nations, the Olympic Games, and the Commonwealth Games. However, he has come out to state that he was misquoted. Well, our good friends Bode Oguntuyi and Sam Emehelu caught up with the minister, and he kindly provided a clarification and rebuttal, and also spoke about developing other sports in Nigeria apart from football.
This is Sports Planet.
Well, unfortunately, a statement which was part of a comprehensive interview granted 4 months ago.
Four months ago,
suddenly emerged on Friday. And the Nigerians were denied the context with which the statement was made. And so many people were misled into conclusive decisions which led to the reactions. But the background of the statement was reacting 4 months ago as to a question whether when will Africa be prepared to host the World Cup, and what is the capacity of Africa in global competition in football governance globally. I gave that statement, which I still maintain, and I believe that the global environment is skewed in an unfair manner with which African football is naturally placed at a disadvantage. And unless and until that structural configuration of processes of competition is redressed, Africans will still suffer the disadvantage of just mere competing and not actually having their
ability to win.
That is actually what I was putting across.
Okay.
And then the corruption that also had characterized the entire the football leadership that led to the change
at FIFA.
At FIFA. Has also called for very serious concern and deprived African countries of the capacity to participate, because if you base competition on the capacity to bribe your way, Africans are battling with hunger Yes, they are battling with poverty. And so African leaders would prefer to invest their money in addressing hunger and poverty instead of using that same money to go and be bribing their way. So this was the context with which the issue was addressed. But unfortunately, Nigerians were denied of the benefit of the subsequent expressions, which would have given a clear idea of how the idea and the flow is. And so it's unfortunate, but I don't think that statement represents my body language, commitment and determination to the pursuit of the World Cup. I have demonstrated beyond doubt, even beyond my predecessors in office, by the efforts I have put on ground. I have accompanied the team to all their two matches, and I was physically on ground, even against odds. I have also ensure that funds named for prosecution of our campaigns, even when the memos came at very late moments, I went out of my way to ensure that I secure the commitment of the Mr. President, even on Sunday, to cause his staff to come to office to receive a memo from me, that, so that it can be approved the following day for us to get money to go to Zambia. So somebody who would have put up this type of contribution cannot be reconciled with
the statement. The timing and the context being clarified now makes it very clear, sir. Thank you very much.
Okay, let me just ask, away from football, what other sports you're looking in, you have in mind that you think can be you driven that can help?
Since we came into office, we have given provided leadership and hope for other sporting federations that hitherto had even gone down very, very low. But the problem is structural, because over the years, these sports events were neglected. And as it is now, most of them operate at the peripheral level with only leadership of federation. Exactly. And there are even no structures down the ground. Now, sports is about grassroots development. It must evolve from a very broad base to a narrow pyramid. But what is obtainable now is you have a very big and wide top with a very narrow base. This explains why in any competition we go to other countries of the world looking for Nigerians to come and participate and represent Nigeria. The question is, how long can we go? If we now exhaust the profile of these elite athletes that we have been patronizing for over 10, 20 years, what will happen? Certainly we'll get to a dead end. So for us, that approach, we have reversed it. We are into bottom-top approach. And that explains even my visit here. I've been going around trying to engage relevant stakeholders, investors, those I can collaborate, to put their wealth in developing grassroots sport development. If we have village basketball teams, if we have village hockey teams, if we have village athletic activities going on, athletics is not strange to Africa. In my village, before I even went to school, I was running in a local community competition. Even old people participate. Till then, they do it. So athletics wasn't brought to us from outside. It is something that is part of us. Hockey, as you see, we have a sporting event in my native home. It's like hockey. You hold a stick like that. You dress, you wear something on your legs like hockey, and we play it. So these things, we have them. We need to re-institutionalize them from the grassroots so that they grow up. We have a great pool which we can harvest and develop sports.
And that was Minister of Sports and Youth Development, Barrister Solomon Dalong, who spoke to our good friends Bode Oguntuyi and Sam Emehelu.
Sports Planet will be right back. Stay tuned.
Here is where we bring down the curtains on today's episode of Sports Planet. Sports Planet is a production of Complete Sports Studios and enriches you on this station on Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays. You can send me all your sports views, questions and comments on Twitter or just follow me at Babatunde Koiki. And for more sports stories from all across the world, please get your daily copy of Complete Sports from your vendor. Visit www.completesportsnigeria.com and you can click on the Sports Planet button on the website to listen to this episode or previous episodes of the show. Before we go, let's tell you that in June 1947, Hall of Fame boxer Sugar Ray Robinson backed out of a fight because he had a dream that he was going to kill his opponent in the ring. And after a priest and minister convinced Robinson to fight, he went into the ring on the 25th of June 1947 and killed his opponent Jimmy Doyle. And after learning of Doyle's intentions of using the money he earned from the fight to buy his mother a house, Robinson gave Doyle's mother the money from his next four fights so she could purchase herself a home, fulfilling her son's intention. On behalf of the production crew here in our studios, my name is Tunde Koiki, wishing you all a fantastic evening and guaranteeing you
that the planet is listening. Welcome to the planet.